USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of border crossers and illegal immigrants being released into our country under the Department of Homeland Security is being hidden from Congress and the public. That's according to Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Johnson is reporting that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has given the senator no response to the October 19th request for the number of people who enter the country illegally. The Oklahoma Supreme Court overturned a $465 million lawsuit against drug maker Johnson & Johnson. In a 5-1 decision on Tuesday, the court overturned a lower court ruling from 2019, asserting the lower court wrongfully interpreted the state's public nuisance law. NASA scientists have issued a warning about a potentially hazardous asteroid that will nearly miss Earth on December 11th. 4660 Nearest shouldn't cause any impact possibility for at least another 100 years. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Resistance to the federal government's vaccine mandate has reached the courts, and the courts have put President Biden's mandate on hold for now.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas is in 45 days. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Straight A student Grace Smith was handcuffed and arrested for not wearing a mask at a Wyoming high school on October 7th.
I was arrested and I was taken to the city jail where my dad picked me up.
Wow.
For not wearing a mask. We kind of knew this was coming because they had threatened it and then they had gone back on their word and saying, no, we would never put our hands on a kid. And so
her father is not playing. Andrew Smith filed a federal lawsuit against the governor of Wyoming, Mark Gordon. He tells his reasoning to Fox News on Tuesday.
This is a federal lawsuit, and it is it actually involves several plaintiffs from across the state. Right now there's about 20 plaintiffs, and more are coming forward every day with their experiences and their stories and joining our lawsuit against the governor, as well as these public health officials. Also mentioned in our lawsuit are several of the school boards and individuals in the school board across the state, and the purpose of this fight is to restore the power to the people. The claim is solely based on the rights of our health care access granted to us by the Wyoming Constitution and the rights of the parents and each and every student. So we're hopeful that with so many people coming forward with their stories in a lot of these different counties that we'll see some progress.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.